Now, racing today is at Ulthar Grafton. We've got a great meeting there with a fine good three from all reports. Gary Cleese's on the ground there. G'day, Gary.
G'day, Sean. Yeah, only just, look, it's a lot of smoke haze around. There's a lot of bushfires just on the, between Coffs Harbour and Grafton here. So, yeah, it's just got that smoke haze look about it. But other than that, it's good, Sean. And we haven't been here since the last day of the carnival, so that's just over a month. But track's really recovered really good and looks terrific, mate.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, the first there, we've got a full field. 5 Hebrides Manoeuvre, 2 Even, number 1 Matosa, 360, 2 Dreamstar at 650. 4 Young Amazon is an $8 pop with 7 Just Imagine. Then we go out to 8, 1 Morticia, 26. 3 Common People, 41. 6 Magic Happens, 81. And the others, Cinder Blue, the 10, 101, 9 Ash Charlotte, 126.
Yeah, look, I'm 2, 1, 5 and 7. Sean, I'm at the 2 Dream Scarlet. Yeah, look, this is pretty open. It's a class 1 for fillies and mares. And this little mare's only win was here. She only had 9 starts for 1 win. She went around the Class 2 3-run to go behind Maniki Bell, beaten 2. She went to the Gold Coast in a 65 rating, beaten 1.3. And she went to Coffs Harbour in a 60 rating, beaten 5 lengths beyond Bond Chevelle, and it's coming out to win. She's back an awful lot in grade, this girl. And I like her. And he takes the blinkers off of David Kelly and brings her back to Class 1 company. The big danger is the top weight, Metazoa. She goes really good. She resumes with no trials. I'd say somewhere along the line, Scott Henley would have given her a quiet jump out. 5 Hebrides Manoeuvre. Coming off that first up win at Cessnock and a maiden, did a good job. Come off the speed over 900 and found the line late, up to the 1,006. And 7 Just Imagine. Look, she's a chance. She's only won 1 out of 34, but she was only beaten 1.3 behind Written Song in not an over-strong race at Casino. But she's a definite player with no weight. 2-1, 5 and 7 in race 1.
Race 2, the Class 1, full field again. Number 4, I Am You Are, $1.65. 7 Porn Star Pete at 5. Then 2 Reaver Encore at 7, 5 Sorokin Lad 9, 6 Super Cuba 17, 1 Jakuta is an $18 pop with number 3 Dansu at the 9 last deal at 51, 8 My Ambulance 61 and 10 Smoothie 2, 126.
Yeah, what did you say? I am you after all?
Yeah, $1.65.
Oh, yeah, we're short. Look, I've got him clearly on top. I'm 4, 2, 5 and 1. I'm just with him. I mean, his maiden win at Tamworth. First up was really good. He beat Nids and then he didn't go to a Class 1. He went to a Class 2 and Guilty as Sin just was too good for him on the line, beating 2 lengths. He gets a claim for CJ Graham and he draws a gate and gets back here to Class 1 company in Tyres and Geldings. 2 Reaver Encore, I like this horse. He's a really nice horse. He did a good job to win his maiden on debut. He drew a wide gate. He's next. He ran into a real good one, which we'll see in a highway shortly, Northern Knight from the Bellamy Yard. He's on the quick backup, so obviously he's done good from that Lismore run 6 runs ago. 5 for Rock and Land. I've got to watch on him from the one alley. Billy Folly's got him. He was going good last pepper. I haven't seen him for 9 months and haven't seen him to the trial, so obviously he's happy enough with him to run him first up. And Jakuta, I give it a chance. 3 runs back, was wide the trip in a Gold Coast race there in a Class 1 beaten 5.5, but did sit 3 and 4 wide the entire journey, so and probably back to a little bit easier race. 4, 2, 5 and 1, race 2.
All right, now the third, we take out 3 Hogster, 6 Sabag, 8 Tycoon Prince, 9 Jester Dash, 13 Woodition, 1 Call the Coppers, $1.50. Then out to 10 Meaner's Choice at 7, 14 First Family, $8.50, 7 Single Image at 13, 2 Grey Piranha, 19, along with 12 Solar Storm, 4 Magic's Charm, 21, 17 Miss Vegas, 34. 11, Miss Chenille is 41, along with 18, Secret Assignment. 15, Dragons Esprit, 61. 16, Faith and Beer, 61. And 5, Mr. Maker, 101.
You sure too, isn't he? But look, he looks the winner again. 1, 10, 14 and 12, Call the Coppers. He resumed 6.5 months. Matty Dunn's only heading for the one run. He run him back in February. He ran second behind Best of Us, beaten a length. And he had a little bit of a tendency to overrace. And he took him to the trials there at the Gold Coast a couple of weeks ago. And it wasn't a maiden trial. It was a Class 3 trial. So he went around on a pretty strong trial. And they rode him out the back. And he did settle and relax. And he had a real soft time down the running. I like him. I think he can get out of maiden company. Tina, I've got Mina's Choice. I reckon she's the big watch here. She's only had 2 starts. She ran second on debut at the Gold Coast. She had a long break. She came back. She won a trial at the Gold Coast before that first up run at the Sunshine Coast. And she's only beaten 5 lengths behind Mechanic. So she'll improve off that. 14 First Family, want to have a look at her. She resumes with no trials. He resumes with no trials. He's had a gelding operation, but look, he went around in horses like Hanover and Cool Vinny last preparation. That is cracking form. And 12 Solar Storm didn't do a lot here first up. Prior form was good. but did sit wide the trip and has got an awkward date today, but bound to improve off that first up run. 1, 14 and 12, race 3.
All right, the next 15, 16, 17, 18, Lothbrook, Glowing, Feeling, Heart of Coral and the Brown Duke come out of race 4. Now, 2 Yipoon, $2.40, 1 I2 Can Dance is $6, 3 Masternow and 7, 6 Ferrara at 10, number 10 Sebring Fling at 11, 9 Option Trade at 12, 7 Bravo Uncle Billy 14, 14 Serbia 15, then we go out to 11 Famed and 12 Middlebrook Mist, both 21, $26, 8 Mr. Grassmere, 5 Latino Lover is 51, 4 Bold Temptation 81, 13 My Cousin Shirley 201.
Yeah, I'm 2-10, 1-6. I'm with him, Yipoon. He's only had four goes now. I saw him when he went around the mounting yard on debut at Moolumba on a 1,200-metre maiden. Really nice horse, but he just got a mile out of his ground. And then he went to Whitswich. He ran seventh here over the Carnival behind Sports Tycoon. Beat the 2.5. Three winners have come out of it. And he went to the Gold Coast 19 days ago and side trip beating 0.5 of a length. And side trip won a Class 3 at the Gold Coast on Saturday. He looks awfully hard, but he's going to be hard. 10, Sebring Fling. I like the way he worked home at Taree, beyond Tui Barsi. Bigger track will suit him. He was getting to the line at the right end. I wouldn't be worried about the gate with him. They'll go back and ride in quiet. 1 I 2 Can Dance. Disappointing at Coffs Harbour. Probably put that down to a little bit. He had to come back to the 1,300 metres. Prior to that, he'd run third here, beyond Ticketown, a 1,700 metre maiden. And I'll give the 6 Fiara a chance. So he didn't put in a Port Macquarie, but it was a Class 1, and his prior run was good enough here, and he draws good with a little bit of claim for Jackson Murphy. 2-10, 1-6, race 4.
Righto, race 5, and we take out number 13, Lighthouse Keeper, 7 Central Witness, 2.15, 2 more Thunder, 5.50, 1 Nabashini is $7.50, number 8, Jouer at $9. Then we go to 3 Bold Looker at 10, 4 Cantilate, 12, 5 Melted Moments, 19, 9, 1 more, 2 more, 26 along with 10 Destinies General and 11 Mexican Mountain. Number 6, Delota, 41 along with 12 Chateau Roux and 14 Come Under Fire, 151.
Yeah, what did you get Central Witness?
Central
Sean?
Witness,
sorry,
you're right, number for seven. You is 215.
Geez, I tell you what, might Delota be tearing his ear out with this guy. He's got to beat him today. I mean, he runs second here behind Landmark 3 runs ago, beating 0.1 of a length. Landmark's candidate to win a Casino Cup. He runs second behind Stanley 2 runs ago, beaten 3 lengths. Stanley's won 2 straight at Doomben on a Saturday. And he run third at Port Macquarie behind the wheel, and he come out to win a Tamworth the other day. Maybe the limit weight suits him. I mean, you would think today he's got to nearly get the money here. Dangers, I've got 10 Destiny's General. Forget he even went around a Coffs Harbour in a Class 2. He just run into awful trouble down the running. He's only won the 2, and they've both been here. 3 Bowl Looker, he went around on the same race, and there was a lot to like about that run, and he draws a good gate. And I give the 8 Jawera a chance. I thought his last run had a little bit of merit in it. He gets a limit weight, and he gets a good gate, and Tegan Harrison aboard. So if you're playing your multiples, wouldn't leave Jawera out. 7, 10, 3 and 8, but he does look the winner. That's his last chance with me, Central Witness. Sean, if he gets beat today, I'm sacking him.
Life, okay. Race 6, pull out 8, Gresslin, and number 12, Bingo Bobby. Now, 2 Bell Flyer, 360, 9 Schopenhauer, 460, 1 Prince Manitou at $5, 5 Prince of the Turf, 550, 7 Clunes Rock at 6, 11 Field of Fire, 13, 3 Not Wanted, 23, along with 10 Bob's Warrior, 4 Scenic Road, 26, 6 Carry Me GG, 31, and number 13 Heroic Rock is a $51 pop.
Yeah, I'm 725 and 1. I'm with a 7 Clunes Rocket here. He's been a tough campaigner, this guy, and he draws one gate. He's had one run back. He ran third at Cessnock, first up behind D'Angelo, beaten 1.6. He's won second up. He needs a good track, and he gets a bit of claim for Jackson Murphy. I like him. He's one of the real tough campaigners. 2 Bells Fly. He's had one run for the Johnny Shelton stable. That was in the Casino Cup. I thought his run had a lot of merit in it. There was the 2 Tearaway leaders. This fellow had to work up the hill and take the field up to those 2 Tearaway leaders. He just found Landmark's a little bit too good for him on the line. 5 Prince of Turf on the quick backup from Lismore last Tuesday. If they let him lead here, and he can get his own way in front. And I got him pushing to the lead. I'll tell you what, he might take a bit of running down. And I've got to leave the toppy in Prince Manitou. I've got no doubt he's the best horse in the race, but I'm concerned with him with that big weight of 62 kilos. 7.25 and 1 in race 6.
All right, race 7. We got a full field now. 5 Pat Cash, 380. 10 Eddie Wood Goes, 650. 4 Passion to Win. And 11 Supreme Willie, both 750. 2 Colts Tiger at 9. Number 6 Rumour On is $10. 1 Harvard Graduate is 11. 3 Flinders Beach, 13, along with number 7 Ilya. 12 Draconi, $15 pop, down to 13. No Qualm at 26. 9 Newcastle Dancer, 31. And 8 Solicitation, 41.
Yeah, 4, 5, 17. I'm with Passion to Win here, the 4. She's had 3 runs back. She'd won a trial going into that first up run at the Gold Coast. She was beaten 3. Then she came back and run 4th to the Gold Coast, beaten 2 lengths behind Wigglesworth. 4 winners have come out of the race, and she wasn't disgraced at Ipswich behind Prime Target. Draws good. 1 for 1 up the track. Gets a claim for CJ Graham. Puts herself into the race. 5, Pat Cash. He's been a real good boy of late. He's been a naughty boy sometimes, but he's been racing a lot better now, and there was still merit in that run at Casino last start, and his only 2 wins have both been here at this track. 7, Ilio, I'd forget a last run. Things never went right for her down the running. She had to go back to the worst part of the track on the inside. And 10, Eddie, well, goes another. So I'm giving him a chance here. Maybe they run along, and he might be the run-on horse late. 4, 5, 7, and 10 in the last, Sean.
All right. What stands out there, Gary?
Yeah, I didn't reckon they'd be that short, Sean. But anyway, race 2, number 4, IMUR. And race 4, number 2, Yipoon. Really keen on him. So they're my 2 best. In the first leg of the quaddie, we'll just shorten her up with 2 and 10. Then we'll go 7, 10, 3, 8. 7, 2, and 5 in the third leg. And in the last leg, 4, 5, and 7, Sean. But beautiful day. Just like I said, that smoke haze hanging around. Other than that, it'll be absolutely perfect, mate.
All right. And a good win by Pirate Ben in the Tarree Cup yesterday.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, going really good, Damien Lane. And, you know, he's a young guy that's biting the bullet now and doing all the travelling with his horses. Priscilla had him second pick, Pirate Ben. I did the stable, mate, Mr. McBratt, second pick. But good on him, Damien. He's had a good graft in Carnival. He made the trip up to the Coffs Harbour Carnival. Didn't have a lot of luck, but he's travelling the circuit, and that's what these young guys have got to do now. They're very talented boys, and in some time down the track, they're fellas that are going to take up from the older guys in the training ranks. So they're doing a good job. We've got a lot of beautiful top young men trainers and women trainers going around New South Wales, Sean.
Too right. Great day. Good on you, Gary. We'll talk
good
to you soon.
There, and I'll catch up with you later, mate.
All right. Gary Cleese, you there now.